Good morning. This news update's being brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thunk Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. The Port Austin Village Council gathered Monday night for its regular meeting, prioritizing waterfront access, harbor lease approvals, and downtown parking concerns. Council members passed an amendment to a Key Harbor lease agreement aiming to protect public use and operational standards at the marina. Public and council discussions focused on how to balance commercial interests with guaranteed public right-of-way along Saginaw Bay, as well as congestion and parking needs near State Street and the General Store. Citizens urged the council to consider new or revised parking ordinances, confirm a public access easement along the waterfront, and improve signage separating commercial and public areas. In addition, brief discussion covered maintenance plans for boardwalk lighting to enhance safety and appearance. The council concluded by referring parking proposals to the Planning Commission for further study ahead of next year's tourist season. A Detroit man was fatally shot at a gas station at the 1300 block of Military Street in Port Huron on Monday afternoon. Police responded to multiple 911 calls reporting the incident at 4:31 p.m. and found the 30-year-old victim with gunshot wounds. Officers administered medical aid until Tri-Hospital EMS transported him to Lake Huron Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Authorities quickly apprehended a 36-year-old Port Huron woman who's now being held at St. Clair County Intervention Center and cooperating with investigators. The Port Huron Police Department's Major Crimes Unit is leading the ongoing investigation and will provide updates as more details become available. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact Port Huron Police at 810-984-8415 or the Major Crimes Unit at 810-984-5383. Anonymous tips can be provided through the Capture Hotline at 810-987-6688 or through porthuron.org or by texting CAPTURE and your tip to 847-411 using the Port Huron PD app on Apple or Android devices. A 22-year-old man named Xavier Allen Hinman is wanted in Flint for criminal sexual conduct in the first degree involving a child under 13 years old, according to Crime Stoppers of Flint in Genesee County. A felony warrant against Hinman was issued in March of 2024. Authorities believe he's still in the Flint area, and Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to his arrest. Xavier is 22 years old, 5'4" tall, 127 pounds, soaking wet. First-degree criminal sexual conduct with a child under 13 is what he's being charged with. The issue was warranted on March 2024, and he's believed to be in Flint, Michigan. You can report his whereabouts with an anonymous tip by calling 800-422-JAIL or online at p3tips.com/488 or use the P3Tips app.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Sarah Sakin from Thumb Bank & Trust's Pigeon Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 446327. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with a look at your obituaries. Shannon Drapewski, age 53, of Ubley, passed away on October 9th. She was born in Pigeon, Michigan, on December 22, 1971. She is survived by her husband, Dave, and her sons, Matthew, Trevor, and Tyler, and her granddaughter, Macy. A celebration of life and remembrance be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club with readings and reflections from 1 to 2 p.m., followed by lunch and drinks. Condolences can be shared with the family at KaufmanFuneralHome.com, and in lieu of flowers, they're asking to kindly donate to the Thumb Animal Shelter at 2260 South Elkton Road in Elkton, Michigan. On October 8th, Andrew Lapka passed away at age 72 with his family by his side. He was born July 26, 1953 in Bad Axe. On October 27th of 2000, he went on to marry Susan Townley. Andrew is survived by his wife of 25 years, Susan, his daughter Heather, his grandson Scott, his son Matt, and granddaughters Kayla and Emily. In keeping with his wishes, cremation has taken place. There will be no services, but your condolences can be shared with the family at KaufmanFuneralHome.com.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
Well, the federal government remains partly shut down for a second week with no sign of compromise between Congress and the White House. Essential services such as air traffic control and national security continue operating. However, most national park sites and the IRS call centers are closed. Active duty military members face delayed paychecks if a deal isn't reached by week's end. President Trump assured troops they will receive full back pay once operations resume. Congressional leaders are meeting again today in efforts to end the impasse. And Israel and Hamas have completed a major prisoner exchange under a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal. All remaining Israeli hostages were freed after months in captivity. In return, hundreds of Palestinian detainees were released from Israeli jails. The truce aims to end months of conflict in Gaza and southern Israel. President Trump hailed the move as a historic dawn of peace. Analysts remain cautious amid continuing mistrust between both sides. And that's been a look at your news for you. Brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric, Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. stop into one of their offices today.
Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel, all in, all season.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.